Blog Talk Radio.
5 years I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
Talk. This is your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about Vertigo on the CW's Arrow. It aired on January 30th, Wednesday, 2013. And without further ado, let's talk to our fans who are calling in. And yes, if you are listening live right now, you could call in also at 914-338-1036. Again, 914-338-1036. We are on every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You could join us on Twitter. We're at Arrow Talk, all one word. Also on Facebook and Google Plus. All right, so big announcement. I just want to announce our website is fully operational now. So please check us out. Give us a little visit. It's greenarrowtalk.com. Again, greenarrowtalk.com. For some reason, Arrow Talk was taken, but actually, you know, I like Green Arrow Talk. But yeah. All right, so let's go to the phones. Let's see, from area code 239, who is this?
Matt from Florida. I made it. I'm the first caller.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, yeah, and oh, my God, what a crazy episode last night.
Really good, really good, yes. All right, well, Matt, hold on. If you don't mind holding on, let me get everybody on the line, and then we could talk about the episode. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, awesome.
Okay, sweet. All right, from area code 94, who is this?
This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. Welcome back to the podcast.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. And I hope you saw last night's episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I like to hear.
I wouldn't
miss it. All right,
let's
see. From area code 224, who is this?
Dan from Chicago.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
I'm tired, but I'm here.
Well, I know, Dan, you're a little tired today, so I appreciate you calling in. What's last night, did you?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. It was awesome.
All right, so it's Vertigo, a continuation from the previous episode where Thea is, of course, taking drugs, and the drug of choice is?
Vertigo.
Vertigo, yes. I think, you know, it's a good-sounding drug compared to, like, the other ones, like heroin, cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. All right, so let's see. Let's start with you, Matt. Matt, give us the first thoughts. Tell us, you know, from the get-go, what did you think about Vertigo?
It was crazy. The count reminded me of before, like, the guy who kills Batman's parents and how he becomes the Joker.
Right. There's the comparisons right now online that they're saying it's close to, like, the Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah, he did very good. That got me going. And then I'm back on the island. The flashbacks on the island with Deathstroke and everything was really epic.
Right. It's like I want more Deathstroke.
Like after we saw what happened last week, the guy under the mask was the guy who was protecting Oliver. And we saw more of it last night, and I was just waiting for that scene. And the opening sequence when Arrow, the Hood, was after the guy who was working for the Count and almost killed him. I mean, the whole episode was amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty, definitely a little dramatic for some people. I know a lot of people found the villain, the Count, a little pretty much one-dimensional. Like, there wasn't too much about him, which I like because it's more like a little intro. they have enough time throughout the series to, like, fully flesh out his character?
Yeah, that drug was pretty crazy, especially when Oliver got me going. I was yelling at the TV.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, pretty sweaty. Let's go to you, Dan. I know you might be checking out soon from the podcast, so let's hear your thoughts, sir, on last night's episode of Vertigo.
It was definitely good. I enjoyed, you know, everything about it. The villain, I didn't like him too much. I thought he was trying way too hard to be evil. I don't know if you know
that. And
in
what way for you, and you think it was too hard? What kind of gave off that it was too hard?
He was trying too hard. I don't know. It just came across that I'll go back to Smallville, where Lex Luthor, all he had to do was just talk normal, and we knew he was evil. Where this guy was really pushing the envelope and saying that he was evil, and it was just annoying. He was annoying to me.
Well, maybe he was taking some of his own drug. That's why he was like a little giddy and a little crazy.
Yeah. Maybe. But I didn't like him too much.
Okay, and what did you like of the episode? You said it was good overall, but to give us some points.
Oh, yeah, it was good overall. Like, I liked where we found out that at the end that, you know, the guy, his partner in the woods was actually still trying to help him by him giving Oliver the map. So I liked that part.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I mean, I get he's trying to help him, but why get him trapped in the first place? And then now you're trying to get this guy.
Maybe he had no choice to do it. Maybe it was like a thing where he had no choice, and it was either him being killed or something that affected, and he had to trap Oliver.
But if he's threatened of being killed, why is he left alone with Oliver so he could give him the map? You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't someone at least have an eye on him the whole time because he could turn?
Right.
So that I didn't get. That part was a little weird. Like, huh? Like, okay, now I know why you're trying to be nice. But even Oliver didn't get it when he was in the cage, and he goes, "I came back for you." And I'm in the cage.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Dan. You know, if you want to check out, that's cool. Give us a shout out before you leave, though.
No, I'm good. I'm here. Don't worry.
All right.
I'm
sweet.
Good.
All right, well, of course, we have to listen to the queen here, Miss Regina, Regina Queen, the cousin of Oliver Queen. No, I'm kidding. Regina's like, who is this person?
No, actually, well, that's what my name means, so. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes.
There you
Regina
go, queen.
Queen.
All right, queen, so give us your first thoughts on Vertigo. As a fan in California, what did you think of last night's episode?
I think it was awesome, the way it started, you know, with the chase. And
I like the dramatics.
Like,
it was really good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I had a feeling that the guy was going to help Oliver from the beginning. I should have said that
last
week.
When you say the guy, which guy?
The Chinese guy or whatever.
Yes.
What's his name?
I say Yao Fei, but I could totally be wrong or mispronouncing it. I could totally be butchering it. But
he did the whole thing to save Oliver, so...
Oh, you think he got himself trapped and then turned him in and then set him free? That's a lot of work. That's a lot of planning there.
Yeah, but maybe somebody already knew it was Oliver. You know, under the mask.
Oh, I see.
Maybe, what is it, Deathstroke? Maybe he saw him in the woods.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, or you know, remember when he looked back? Remember we were talking about that, the whole look back after he beats Yao Fei's little behind? He looks back to Oliver. So, there's all these speculations. We still don't know what's going to be the outcome of this, all these island flashbacks. But tell us more, Regina. Tell us why. What stood out for you that you liked it?
There's just a lot of action, and I like action in shows, so.
Yeah, they definitely...
It's not boring. It's not like you sit there and like, oh my God, get it over with, you know? It's just...
No,
it gets better every week.
You're right, yes. It's definitely, for me, it's one of the, my most action-packed series that I'm watching currently right now. All the other ones are pretty talkies, you know, not that much. But The Count was played by Seth Gable, and I don't know if you guys are Fringe fans, but he comes from that world. Any Fringe fans here?
No.
No Fringe. Wrong podcast. he was also in Jonah Hex with Megan Fox. So, he has his thing going on. So, yeah, that was Seth Gable. He, my first impression of him, it was pretty crazy. You know, he played the role of this psychopath drug dealer. So I could get why he's a little giddy, a little overdramatic, because he's probably on the stuff too. Maybe a lower dosage, but he's probably on the stuff as well. And remember at the very end when Arrow injects him with a double dose of vertigo? And then they cut to the hospital where the doctor's like, well, I've never seen anyone survive an overdose. You know, I guess the high tolerance. And so I'm guessing he already had that in his system, you know, probably for quite a while. So I get
that
he could control the drug, or not control, but be sustainable to have the drug in him. And that's what makes him a little giddy, a little overdramatic, as maybe Dan might not like, a little too trying too hard. I think it kind of plays to his little madness, and I'm sure we will see more of him. Remember at the very end, they just wheeled him away, so he's not dead yet.
No.
He's probably in the Arkham Asylum right now.
Wouldn't it be crazy if they're like, okay, we're going to ship him to Arkham Asylum? Well, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, Gotham is so close. But then again, that's just a geek, you know, wish, a geek dream wish or whatever.
I want to bring up something that we need to talk about. Now, do you think...
I hope it's Green Arrow, not Man of Steel.
I'm on focus tonight. No, we'll talk about Smallville and all that next at 11:30. But the thing I don't like about so far in the show is Mr. Lance. He's a real jerk off.
You're talking about Detective Quentin Lance?
Yeah, it almost looks like Oliver's old flame, like that female cop. How did her and Oliver know each other?
Wouldn't it be crazy if the dad is like secretly in love with him and that's why he's pissed off at him?
No, like at the end, it almost looked like that female cop saw that Oliver was the Hood.
Right. You know, I almost got that too, where the female cop, she is played by, let's see if I have a name. I don't know why. Okay. But the female cop, does anyone remember? Oh, here she is. McKenna Hall is the character. So McKenna Hall, I guess they're old college buddies or high school.
Oh.
Did anybody catch that?
Yeah, high school.
Okay, everybody's like, huh? So, yes, McKenna Hall, she's the new detective that's kind of playing the role as helping out Oliver with any, you know, insights and outs. And do you think she has an eye as to connecting the two, Oliver and Arrow? Well, what do you think, Regina?
Maybe.
I think she already figured it out.
Ooh,
it seems like it to me.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Thank you for your opinion. Let's go to Matt. What do you think? Do you think McKenna Hall already knows, or do you think she's catching on?
She knows, because I also think Detective Lance really wants to find out who he is.
Okay. And let's go to you, Dan. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, she knows.
She knows. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. She knows.
Can
you tell us a little bit why you think she might know?
Just the way she's been acting. Just the way she was acting with him.
Yeah.
I just think she knows.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's see. McKenna Hall is the new detective in the scene. She is played by the lovely Janina Gavankar. So welcome to the Arrow family. I slipped. I'm sorry. I slipped. You should see, I got this on iTunes. If you guys are listening on the podcast and you're listening off of iTunes, thank you so much for calling in and downloading the podcast. But some people, like, they write reviews on the podcast, and they're like, Jesus doesn't know anything. He's like always talking about something so general or so not that specific. Hey, I never said I was an expert, or did I?
No.
I'm just a fan, like you guys.
Yeah.
You are the podcast expert.
No, I never once said I'm an expert. I'm just a fan like you, if you're listening. Hey, it's just friends getting together and talking about the podcast. And, of course, we're not going to remember everything, so just give us some slack. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
I do want to give a shout-out to Barry Nerling. He called on our first – on our – I think it was my second podcast. He's a he was the mechanic actor in the scene where Oliver comes in with the duffel bag of money – trying to set up a meeting with the Count. Do you guys remember that scene?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he was the guy in the back. He wasn't the one talking. He was the
mm-hmm.
guy in the back. And he called into the podcast, and he wanted to let us know that he was in a couple episodes coming up. So I did look out for him. And Barry, thank you again for calling into the podcast. And you played a great mechanic, and it's great to see you guys. And hopefully the Russian Mafia will continue to come into the Arrow story so you could have a continuing paycheck as you act in the series. So now Emily, let's see, Emily plays Felicity. Emily Bette Records. She plays Felicity. And Felicity, I think she's starting to really grow on me now because I see her more as like the Chloe of Oliver Queen, you know, for Oliver Queen. She's definitely always has something to bring to the table. She has always, and, you know, throughout each episode, has a continuous amount of information for each character that she interacts. Either it's with Oliver or it's with her employer, which is Oliver's stepdad. I think she is definitely someone to look out for, especially if you've seen her scene. Turn off all other devices, your iPhone, your iPads, and make sure you focus what she says, because anytime Felicity speaks, there's always something new or a new twist or combining information.
Oh, yeah.
That will give you that. All right, so let's see. Let's go to you, Matt. Give us your favorite scene in tonight's episode of Vertigo. What was your favorite scene that stood out?
I would say where Oliver was injected with the drug and
he and Dave
were about to fight each other, then he has to flashback on the island. Oh my God, that was crazy. And the end scene where Felicity showed him the list, and now something's going to go crazy between him and his mom, because next week's episode is Betrayal.
Yes. And now that was a lot of scenes that you named off. I'm going to try to remember what you said.
I mean, I love the scene where Oliver had a hard time getting out of the drugs out of his system.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. Especially when he's choking Diggs.
Yep.
And he's like, Oliver, get your hand off of me. that was definitely a good scene. Thank you for pointing that out, Matt. Let's go to you, Dan, from Chicago. Give us your favorite scene in tonight's episode of Vertigo.
I like when Oliver choked that one dude the Russian had. You know, they kidnapped that one guy, and they told him that you have to kill him to, you know, get more information on...
Yeah, it got pretty serious right there, right?
Yeah, and he gave him, like, a chokehold kind of type thing, and then he said that he was dead, and then Oliver, Diz was like, what the hell are you doing? And Oliver told him to shut up, mind your own business, and then that was awesome when he put him in the truck, and, you know, he's like, here... You know, he's alive, basically, and this is like, wow, I got to know that trick. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of like a choker hold to put him out. And then, he did like kind of like an under chin point, under the chin,
really
pointed. It was really weird. It was almost like a Star Trek move.
But how did it, my thing was, so that guy was an idiot because the guy said that he was dead. You know what I mean?
Well,
like...
Yeah, well, if you remember the island scene, he was supposed to be dead too. If you notice they had the fight with Yafe, and then later on, of course, when he dumped the body, right before he dumps the body, he did the, you know, the...
Okay, got it.
I don't know, maybe it's something like a pressure with the tongue or something, but I was a little surprised CW didn't put a disclaimer at the end. Please do not try the fake death move on any other of your friends or anything. I hope no one tries that because it is a show. It's not real. All right, thank you, Dan. Okay, go ahead.
I got one more.
Go ahead, sir.
All right, you know that at the end where they called the sister Speedy?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody caught that. That was when you
were talking about
last week.
Yep.
It's been throughout the episodes, Dan.
Well, I know, but
called her Speedy.
Okay. Well, I really caught it last week because of what you this week because of what you said last week. So I really caught it this week.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. It's definitely pretty much in every episode.
Okay, cool. Well, no, I caught it this week.
No, Dan, dude, I'm sure you're not the only one because, you know, there's a lot of people like, well, what's about, you know, and some people don't even know what Speedy. Do you know what Speedy is in the comic book?
No, because that's what he told me last week. That was the sidekick.
Yeah, that's his, pretty much his Robin.
No, I didn't know that's the last week.
Yeah. And usually it's a boy, so now they twisted it where it's his sister, which I don't think Green Lantern had a sister in the comic book.
Green
I could
Lantern,
be wrong. I'm
Green
sorry
Arrow.
If anybody out there is going like, he had a sister. All right, let's go to Regina. Let's hear the Queen talk now.
Well, since,
give us your favorite scene.
Well, since everybody mentioned two, I will too.
Okay, give us two of your favorite scenes.
I like that little scene between Oliver and Felicity, you know, about the energy drink being in the syringe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that little humor.
She wasn't buying it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the humor between the two of them.
Right.
And then the whole fighting scene without the arrow, when he tells Diggle he doesn't need an arrow to fight, and then just kicks butt without it. So that was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I love that part, too.
No, it was a good scene. And I my favorite part was pretty much the end, you know, where all the action is, of course, and where the Count is... you know, doing his thing with the drugs, and there's that, you know, the Vertigo lab, and he comes out, and he just, you know, Green Arrow, if you see him, run, because you know he's going to get you, pretty much. So he's like, pretty much, he's made his stand where, you know, if you're in his way, you're not going to be tomorrow, that's for sure.
Right.
Nope.
So, what do you think the logic was for Oliver to inject Vertigo with his own, let's say, venom. Regina, what do you think? What do you think went through Oliver's mind to say, you know what, I'm just going to give him a taste of his own medicine?
Well, he knows it inflicts pain, so that's what he wanted to do to the guy.
Right. But instead of killing him, like, usually he would kill a bad guy, right?
Well, no, but it's a slow, agonizing death.
Right.
Okay.
So...
but
you know,
he did an OD, so.
Quick,
now we know that he did an OD, so maybe Oliver will try something different next time. Let's see, Dan, your thoughts on the injection of the villain?
Yeah, no, I think you wanted to make him suffer.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Cool,
yeah.
What other cool thing that happened? I'm going to get three things.
Oh, jeez. You mean that this will be your fifth scene?
No, but by third, all right?
Okay, go ahead. Make him quick.
I know. I'd like to put Dead's head the ball on his head. He's like, okay, you're going to go if you can do this for me.
Ooh, I was like, don't do it.
Yeah, I'm like, that was badass. All right, I'm done.
Okay, now let's flip it up. Let's see which of you guys did not like a particular scene. Think about it while I give you mine. Mine, it was pretty much Thea, you know, like just dealing with the whole court thing. I don't know. It just totally reminded me of Lindsay Lohan, you know, getting in trouble with drugs and she's not caring about it. She thinks it's nothing. But then the judge really makes her be the poster child of the drug vertigo, so other people will not do it, so they see the consequences of her doing, you know, this horrible, horrific drug. So I think that, I know it was important for the story, for Oliver to get involved, I realize that. But maybe we could have cut it a little bit shorter, not too much. And I love Thea, so don't get me wrong. You know, I want more scenes of her, but I'm really getting tired of these, like, you know, rich kids just getting in trouble, you know, drugs, driving drunk or whatever. So, yeah, so that was me. Okay, let's see. Regina, you're up first.
What scene could you have done without?
When Oliver, you know, tried to help her and caught Laurel, and then she gets on Oliver's case about it. You know, she just acts like a spoiled brat, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the part that I'm talking about, too. All right, let's see. All right, Matt, you're second now. Let's go.
You forgot to ask me about the other topic you were talking about when he injected the drug of his own.
Okay. All right, well, well, let us know. What do you think Oliver was thinking when he injected the count?
He deserved it, and it reminded me that scene in Batman Begins where Batman injected the drugs into Crane.
Into Scarecrow. Yeah.
But yeah,
my
least favorite scene was when some scenes just go very, very slow. Like when they had that family dynamic moment where Thea wants to make their mom pissed, and she wants to go to jail, and then they find out that their dad was cheating on them.
Uh-huh.
And then they talked about the dysfunctional family going on right there. I didn't like that part at all.
Yeah.
They need
it was definitely a little slower, yeah.
They don't need to have these slow scenes like they did on Smallville back in, like, the high school years. I didn't like those people.
All right, cool. Thank you, Matt. All right, Dan, let's hear from you. Your last words.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that scene either. That's what I was going to say. I didn't like that scene either. What Matt was
all right, well,
about,
Matt,
so.
See? People, you know, when you have your opinion, other people might have the same one. So thank you guys for expressing your opinions. This almost wraps up our podcast. It went so quick. I cannot believe we were just talking for almost half an hour. I do want to thank you guys for downloading the podcast. Please keep downloading. Last week's podcast, we had over 200 downloads, so it's slowly picking up, you know. So it's great that each podcast has its own little fanfare, and there's a couple people I want to give shout-outs to that I promised. Let's see, William Kayuk on Facebook, he's wanted me to give him a shout-out. Also, Renee Diaz, she used to call on Smallville, but now she's following us on Facebook at at Arrow Talk. And let's see, Michelle Erica Kent. She's just playing words there now. Let's see, Kyla Hansen. And I'm going to give you also, Regina, for joining our Facebook little club here. But give us a shout-out, Dan. As we close up the podcast here.
To Cinemax, new show called Banshee. It is badass. I recommend it. And The Return of Dallas is on TNT on Monday nights.
Sweet. All right. And also, Regina, give us your shout-out.
Well, I want to thank everybody for calling in, and I had a great time.
All right. Sweet. Well, it's good hearing from you, Queen. Let's see, Matt from Chicago, you're the last one. Give us the
from
best
Florida.
Shout out ever.
I'm from Fort Myers, Florida. But Big Bang Theory was hilarious tonight. And Jesus, I wish I can talk to you face to face. I wish I could meet you, man.
Oh, that'd be great.
You're so
you
funny.
And me and a couple of beers.
He's
let's
a really
do it.
Nice guy.
Yeah, Regina, we met.
So
see, I don't bite.
I don't drink, though. I'm sorry.
It's all right. All right, Matt. So thanks for the cool shout-out. And I definitely want to meet you guys. If you're ever in the L.A. area, please send me a Twitter or an email at webmaster@greenarrowtalk.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week. And also, we have a Smallville podcast coming up just any minute now. So if you guys want to join us there, that'll be great. Bye.
5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.